Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know the song. You know what time it is. Thursday, 1 o'clock. Time to get some stuff off our chests, Lamphill. Time to tell the world what you're mad about and why. Phone lines are already popping. People are mad. Must be the heat wave or something. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Whatever you're mad at, whatever's got you down. Maybe you don't understand how JaVale McGee's on the Olympic team. I don't know. Whatever
you already know you're mad at that.
Whatever it is, fire away. We're going to start with the phones. Let's start with Denise in Staunton.
Denise?
Is that right? Denise, you there?
Yes, I am. All right. Love this segment and love your show.
Thank you. We love you.
All right, so I have a bleep you, but I have to ask, am I allowed to say a specific car manufacturer and their vehicle?
We prefer if you didn't, but you could certainly bleep them in a broader sense.
Okay, so bleep you to the company that rhymes with gourd and their car that rhymes with ledge, because they have a lawsuit, class action lawsuit against them, but they only put a notification out to the dealerships, and my engine blew due to that. So bleep you to the ledge vehicle and the gourd company.
Your engine blew?
Blew, and I'm out $900 right now, and I won't get my motor until about 4 to 6 weeks. Ooh. And there's an additional recall on the brake lines.
Well, can't you get in on that now? So you're mad they didn't tell you.
I'm mad that they didn't tell me, and two dealerships missed it, and then my engine blew. And I was 1,000 miles away from home.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. If it helps, I can send the elite automotive team of Cody, Mullins, and B-Mitch out there, and maybe they'll be able to locate your battery.
We can't help you.
Maybe. Yeah. What I can promise with the elite automotive team of Cody, Mullins, and B-Mitch is maybe they'll be able to locate your battery.
Now, the fact that it's a gourd, I think we can find that battery.
We're 50-50 on finding batteries.
We'll find it. We'll find that battery.
Not the best ratio.
Hey, it's a gourd. Yeah, I can find that.
But B-Mitch remains confident, which is important. Mullins, I know you have a bleep you that you're quite excited to get out to the world.
Yeah, actually I have three.
Let's go.
So quickly, I'm going to go with the one that I'm most passionate about, and that's actually people who back up traffic by slowly driving box trucks down one-lane roads. I've had enough of that.
Hyper-specific.
It is very specific. Yeah. You're driving down a one-lane road, like, I don't know, let's say Lewinsville Road. You're just trying to get to work, and somebody's driving a box truck like 12 miles an hour below the speed that everybody else wants to go, and it really packs things up, and I hate it.
Yeah. Dude.
Get to where you're going.
I agree with that.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I also have a bleep you to J.P. Finley, who said there's a heat wave. It's 81 degrees in D.C. today.
Yeah, but it's been hot.
That seems extremely enjoyable
today
and pleasant.
Today is beautiful. I walked the dog this morning. But it's been hot the last few days.
And then I also have a bleep you for Orioles fans from the D.C. area. The Orioles are the enemy. Rooting for them is wrong, period.
Now, are you not going to call out the specific person that you named during the break?
I think there are several people who this covers, including several people who work here at this station. I know that maybe you were born or you grew up before the Nats were in town. The correct decision was to be a fan of literally any other team.
I grew up an Orioles fan. I am now a Nats fan. I still have love for the O's. Wrong. Although they're 30 games under 500 right now. So
it's like saying that you had a girlfriend, you got married, and you still have love for her.
I don't think it's quite like that.
You had an ex-girlfriend.
I never grabbed the Orioles.
You got married
boobs.
To the other person, and you say you have love for her.
We'll talk about this off air. We got a lot of calls here.
I think you might want to talk about something on air, because the fact that you want to go off air, if said person is listening, then they're going to assume you're saying something that you probably don't say.
Now you've just confused me. Cody, bleep
Cody,
you.
Cody, understand what I'm talking
bleep
about.
Bleep you to your old car battery?
I was actually going to say bleep you to 395. I'm done with the traffic. No one knows how to drive. I'm going to be on 395 in an hour, so let's start now. Get off the road and let me drive. It's my road.
Well, they just told you bleep you because they're not moving.
395 has been not moving for a long time, and they're not going to change just on account of you.
Yesterday, there was a car in the middle of the road facing the wrong way. Just it was a parking lot. How could you be that
so
bad of a driver?
So I get off at Main Avenue and sneak over to like Rock Creek Park by the Tidal Basin. There was an 18-wheeler that clearly missed the turn to go north on that might be like 13th, 14th Street or something, and was trying to back up in traffic with full traffic going the opposite way. And there's one dude. It's like my friends that always run the stop slow signs. There's just one dude got out of the truck and is just trying to stop traffic. You're just a dude in a T-shirt. You can't stop traffic.
Well, if you
people
see a guy,
get so addicted but if you to their phone giving them directions that they don't think they can just go another way. You missed a turn, Father Ducker. Keep going. Make the next turn. Circle back.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I got excited. You guys knew I would, and I was trying to play it cool.
Well, you all know, I'll say this. Stop signs are for stopping, not rolling. You got that? So whether you're in a car, like when I'm in a car, I see people come to a stop sign. I stop, even if I'm first. I'm going to wait and see what they're going to do. Because most people pause, go. And I ride bikes now. So I'm telling all the folks out there over in Chantilly and Centerville area, start carrying me some type of little apparatus with me.
Oh, boy.
And if you keep running through the damn stop sign, I'm going to just start popping your damn windows and your tires as well.
Bleep you, Thursday's getting aggressive.
So bleep you. If you can't follow the damn directions, don't drive.
All right. So one of the – so
I know how to make these little things. Well, and I
what
get
are you getting out a blow dart?
Oh, I can get a little dart. As long as I get something in your tire, you just have a slow leak.
You know my boy Scott McBride lives in my neighborhood. He lives at, like, a major intersection is inaccurate. Before a residential neighborhood it is, and it's a four-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever one of us, like one of the guys on this text thread, will kind of just cruise it, where you slow and go, you get a text from Coach. He's always watching. He's aware of it. But I got a new car. I don't think he knows my car anymore. So that's a thumbs up for me. Let's go to the phone.
What kind of car you have?
Truck.
Silverado?
Incorrect.
What you got?
Tacoma.
A Tacoma? What color is it?
I see what you're doing.
JP has a new Tacoma. So if a Tacoma rolls through, it's him. Send him a text or just put some tacks or some nails out there.
Don't put nails out there.
Hey, I'm drastic with mine.
You are drastic with everything. Let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick, what's up, man? It's Bleep You Thursday.
What's going on, JP? What up, B Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Cooling. You see why this session is so sweet. You just get stuff out of them. Just bleep people all around that need bleeping. But I want to bleep all the callers who, you know, call and don't know how to turn your radios down. Like, you guys call all the time and just don't know the rules of how things work. Bleep you. Know how things work. Turn your radio down so it won't be all this extra stuff in it. And then let me also quick bleep you to Jera. Don't be calling my boy Landfill talking all that mess, Jared. Bleep you. Stick to your boys and let it be how it be. All right.
Thank you for the call, Rick. Appreciate you. So I haven't given my bleep you yet.
Landfill has a crew, bro. They take care of Landfill.
There's definitely a Landfill crew out there. My bleep you is to the Seattle Kraken for a number of reasons. One, I think everybody's all into them because of their goofy name. So bleep you for that. Bleep you because nobody cares about the hockey expansion draft. So please stop clogging up my Twitter timeline with the Seattle Kraken
expansion
draft.
Somebody cares about it.
But the biggest reason I have a bleep you for the Seattle Kraken.
Why?
Sean Kemp is my dude.
Uh-huh.
Sean Kemp, when I was a kid, there was always MJ. MJ was like his own category, right? But of the non-MJ division, Sean Kemp was my favorite basketball player.
Okay.
Dude could fly. Just straight up pogo sticks for legs.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
One of the best dunkers of all time. Vince Carter before Vince Carter. Sean Kemp was the dude. And so Seattle making a giant production about their hockey expansion draft. brings in all these famous Seattle people. They had Marshawn Lynch. They had like an octopus. They were throwing fish. They were doing all the normal Seattle bits. They roll out Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp hasn't aged particularly well. Like, he's a little big in the midsection.
No, he's aged well. He's been big for a while.
But they gave him a Schmedium t-shirt.
Why did he put it on?
I don't know. I mean, just give him a hat. No, just let him wear a hat and his own damn t-shirt. Well, that look was so bad for my guy Sean Kemp.
Well, you need to blame Sean Kemp for some of that.
No, I blame the Seattle Kraken.
I'm blaming Sean Kemp.
Don't you dare bleep Sean Kemp.
Yeah,
I'm going
to bleep him.
I love Sean Kemp.
He got to take care of himself, too.
He got screwed by the Kraken.
They gave him a triple XL.
How do you know?
Because I'm just saying. And if that fit tight, then that's his damn problem.
You know what it looked like? That one dude that works here that always walks in with a butt-tight t-shirt on tucked into his jeans. I don't know his name. Kind of weird looking. You guys know who I'm talking about. How many people here wear a t-shirt tucked into their jeans every day? Because that's what it looked like. That guy.
I think I know who you're talking about, but you are not subtle at all.
Let's go to Danny.
You talking about Nick Ashew?
Oh, his shirt's all tight.
Not tucked into his jeans, though. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan!
See this cute little girl on, what's it called?
What do you see?
First of all, gentlemen.
Hello, Dan.
First of all, how's it going? I'm doing well.
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, first of all, I've only been listening to this station and calling in for 8 years. And second, I've only lived in Fairfax for 4 years. So bleep you to that guy who called right after me yesterday and said, "Oh, Fairfax Dan has been hyping the Redskins for 25 years. Bleep him.
Good for you, Dan.
Gotcha, brother.
Appreciate you, Dan. Paul the Bowler just tweeted me. He said, listen to this. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this, everybody? Paul the Bowler says, bleep you to sports talk radio hosts that their show gets so popular, regular callers such as myself cannot get through on the phone lines. They rhyme with T. Hitch and Tinley. Paul, call right now. We'll put you through.
Hey, Paul, how about you call more often instead of thinking you're going to call once every blue moon driving that damn truck all around the country? You know? Come on now, brother. He just told us bleep us. What the hell?
Let's go to Jupe in Gaithersburg.
Fellas, AJP, Sean Kitt was my dude, too.
I
liked him because he was disrespectful with his dunks. I'll never forget that dunk he did. It was some dude on the Warriors, and he pointed at him after he dunked on him.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and real quick, I don't know who answered the phone. They hit me with the Bonton, let me take your order. I love Bonton chicken. I told my kids that's the crack chicken, and my kids always ask me, when we going to get that crack chicken? Bonton is the chicken, man.
Thank you, Juke.
But anyway, my bleep you is to people that don't know how to park, because you be finding that one parking spot that's close to the, where you're trying to go, and they all parked over the line.
Yeah.
Bleep you to people that can't park. Bleep you to JP's attention span because it's shorter than my 7-month-year-old baby girl.
Hey, what the
and
hell?
And then bleep you. And then bleep you to my old and new GM. They're both idiots. The old one obviously wasn't doing his job, and now the new one is coming in and messing stuff up and is messing up my operations. I'm all about getting that bag. My branch has been up 7% plus on the year, and now he's making it so guys can't get their routes done. Bleep you. Thank you, fellas.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Juke. That was strong. Strong, strong.
I saw Last Boy Scout last night, a little bit of it.
The premise of Last Boy Scout, when the guy's running the football with a gun strapped into his pads,
he was
pretty remarkable.
He was on a horse, wasn't he?
He was on a horse?
Yeah.
On the field?
Damon Wayans. He got on a horse because it was like he was trying to get the attention of the senator. You need to watch the damn movie.
It's been a while.
Thinking, you know. But I just started Last Boy Scout. He said, guys parking over the line, when he got out, and he said, I always want to do, he just keyed the car. That's just people over the line, key their damn car.
Greg in Purcellville. Greg, what's up, man? Bleep you Thursday. Your opportunity.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man? Mine is like about the Kraken, too, but it's more against the NHL. Back when the Cats were starting in 74, they got pretty much nothing, and they sucked for like 10 years. And now they set up Vegas, and now Seattle, and they're picking great Caps players, and they're set as like an all-star team, and it's just kind of these teams are just jumping to the front like Vegas has been one of the top teams, and I just think that sucks, man. They should slow it down a little bit and not give them so many damn good picks.
They should have to suck for a while is what you're saying.
Well, maybe a medium suck, not like what the Caps had to go through or just, you know, set them up for life. I don't think that's the right way to do it either.
Thank you for the call, Greg. That's the first time I've ever heard the term maybe a medium suck.
They pick the best places. They just pick the better players. I mean, it might be who the Caps pick.
Brian, do you prefer a low suck, a medium suck, or a large suck?
I'm not answering that question. No matter how I answer that question, it's not going to sound right.
Landfill, what about you? Small, medium, or large suck? Cody? Nobody's touching that one. All right.
We're smart. We're not you.
Tony in New Carrollton is on for Bleep You Thursday. Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, y'all cracking me up, man. A low, medium, or high suck.
I only pick one. You can only pick one, Tony.
Which one you take, Tony?
I am not. This is not for the radio.
You got it. When given that question, there's only one answer. You quote Dave Chappelle from Half Baked. I want the highs, man. Go ahead, Tony.
Man. All right. So my first one, I want to follow up on the previous caller. Leave you to those people that cannot park to save their lives. The second one is for people who like rubberneck on the beltway, looking at police on the other side of the highway and slowing down traffic.
Oh, I hate that. Leave y'all. Yeah. God.
Good call, Tony. Thank you, buddy.
He's on the other side of the highway. What is he going to do? Jump up, jump in his car, and go catch you? No, he can't flip around that damn quick. Keep moving. Rubbernecking. They should have never made that turn.
All right. Two more, and then we're done. Cam and Manassas. Cam, it's Bleep You Thursday. Who you mad at?
Hey, what's going on, JP and B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
I got two, actually. So the first one is to Ryan Clark. I was going to say this a couple weeks ago, but I saved it for today. Every time I go on YouTube trying to look for some Washington news or something about the NFC East, this man's always hating on us. And I'm like, okay, after a while, it's like, okay, he's doing his job. But no, it's like, dang, man, you play for us. You hating still. And my second one is, I don't know if y'all have Amazon Prime, but last night, me and the wifey watched Them, and Bleep You to Them. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Them is the show?
Yeah, it's a show called Them.
Them is the show, yes, sir.
Never heard of that, but I think I'll pass on it. Thank you for the advice. This is our last caller, but I think this person is a day early with the call. Eric in Annandale. Eric, do you have a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything?
No, it is. It is a Bleep You. The Bleep You is for Bruce Smith, but I want B. Mitch's opinion. So I ran into him at a Bullets game when he first joined the Redskins. Oh, I went up to shake his hand and saying, boy, I'm glad you're here with the Redskins. He looked disgusted, gave me a limp wrist handshake, and I was wondering if B. Mitch knows if he's just not fan-friendly or there could be another reason.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. I haven't been around him many times when just regular fans were around. Most times I was around Bruce, it was always on the golf course, or we were just hanging out with a lot of friends, and he was always cool. So, but you know, there are a lot of players who don't take time with fans. I don't understand it, because you come talk to me, I'll talk to you. I'll probably talk to you too damn much.
Thank you for the call, Eric. We got some real news, NFL news that matters. It's going to matter for the Washington football team in a big way. We're going to hit that.
People are asking me, who is Mullins? Is it Drab or Landfill?
We'll let them find out. We got Peter Rosenberg joining us, plus major NFL news. We're going to break that down when we return. 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got Peter Rosenberg joining us here. Gotta talk about the big news from Tom Pelissero that the NFL, kind of following suit from the SEC, the Big 12, other college football conferences, saying if a COVID-19 breakout occurs among unvaccinated players, there will be no rescheduling. That team has to forfeit the game.
Yeah.
I think it's the right call.
What they're doing, they're putting the pressure on the teams to make a decision, and then they're going to have to figure that out.
It's going to be interesting. The pressure is on the players to get vaccinated. Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Let's go to our friend, ESPN New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Peter, I'm guessing you've seen this news from the NFL that they are not going to allow COVID rescheduling. And to me, this is a strong move to try to force players to get vaccinated.
It certainly is. And, you know, this is the league that you think might be capable of doing something like this. And then it becomes sort of a union issue of how much of a fight they want to put up, which I'm sure in and of itself creates an uncomfortable divide. Because let's just be honest, this is an uncomfortable subject. I mean, for any of us who have had it with people who we are friends with or loved ones, you know, it's a frustrating and difficult conversation, whichever side you're on, because I think it's, on some level, very hard to relate to people who see it differently. So it'll be very interesting to see what they do. But ultimately, it's probably the right move, because you can't say that the players' decisions and personal, like, you know, when you make a decision to not take the virus seriously,
You get it.
So yeah. You deserve to be the one who has to deal with that. So I think it's, and what are you going to do? Continuously try to hit these rescheduling situations? So it's like last year when you had people playing on Wednesday afternoons. Like that's not tenable.
So when I look at it like anything that's difficult, people don't want to do it. But what you do, you have the conversation, and if research, like everyone uses this excuse, well, I don't know enough. I come back to you 3 days later and you still don't know enough, then you're not trying to learn anything about it. I feel everyone should at least try to know something to have a different level of the conversation, where then you begin to understand different people's mindsets. But if you just stay stuck to what you're saying because you don't know enough, then you'll never, ever know. You never get to a point to understand someone else telling you.
But I 100% agree with that, and people want to get the information that suits their story. You know, and I am someone who is vaccinated. And actually, guys, this is interesting. I went to an event 2 weeks ago and that I was performing at, actually, and came out of the event, found out a week later that damn near everyone I was dealing with that day got COVID, including a couple of breakthrough cases with people who had already been vaccinated.
Wow.
And, you know, it for me, it was such a moment of gratitude for the vaccine, because I was talking to these people in an enclosed place, no mask, found out multiple people got it, and, you know, now it's been 11 days and I didn't get sick. Now, God forbid, I could have had it and not known it, saw my parents, et cetera, but they're vaccinated. So again, you get to see why it's important, at least for me, to be vaccinated, because I was in a situation that I didn't intend to be in, where I could have put other people in danger, but fortunately, the vaccine will protect you in all likelihood from getting very sick.
Yeah.
So, but listen, I have friends who refuse to vaccinate. They do not get it. You know, they think there's too much risk involved. And frankly, you know, I have a way of looking at life, which is that, you know, when my appendix almost burst a couple of years ago, they wheeled me in. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I went from feeling healthy in the morning to it's a few hours later, and I'm sitting there, you know, looking at a doctor with my ex-wife next to me, and he's like, you got to go into surgery this minute. And they hand you papers, and the papers saying, B. Mitch, I know you've done this because you've obviously had surgery multiple times before, mm-hmm. as every athlete has. They hand you a paper that says you might die.
Exactly.
You might die. I said, what? I had a stomachache this morning. Well, you might die. But as someone who believes in the medical profession in general, you sign the paper because you believe your appendix has to come out. You go out the procedure and you hope for the best. And that's kind of the way I see the vaccine. I know that there are side effects. Of course there are. But I have seen people whose friends and family have died or almost died from COVID. And so I decided the vaccine was the best choice for me. Hopefully we just get a...
Might have lost Peter there. Here's what I'll say. I got vaccinated. I think it's the right thing to do. I understand people absolutely have the right not to do it if that's their choice. This is America. People are allowed to make choices. But the NFL also has the right to put these
they run the business rules and they make
in
the
place.
Rules.
They're a business, and they're an entity. And you don't have to play in the NFL. You can choose not to.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think whatever they have to do to drive this forward is the right move.
But they're going to do it.
Oh, they're definitely going to do it.
Yeah.
And here's, I don't know, so the information in this memo is slowly coming out. Listen to this. If a game can't happen because one team can't play due to a COVID outbreak, and I do think it's smart that they're pointing out that it's among the unvaccinated. So if you get a COVID outbreak among vaccinated people, which would be incredibly fluky, but it is possible, then these rules don't go into place. But if it's a COVID outbreak among the unvaccinated, this is what will really stand out to NFL players, Brian, and I'm curious what you think. If a game is canceled and cannot be rescheduled within the current 18-week schedule due to a COVID outbreak, neither team's players will receive their weekly Paragraph 5 salary. So the game checks will be pulled, not just for the team that has the outbreak, but for the other team. You know how mad those dudes would be if the other team's outbreak is why they don't get paid?
Hey, watch the players on the team that are vaccinated, how the pressure is going to start going on the people that are not.
Oh.
If you're going to cost me a paycheck, then, brother, we got a problem.
Big time.
That's wild. And you guys don't expect a big fight? A big push from the players' union on that?
I would say this. I've seen things happen over the last few years where I would say I don't know if it's going to be as big as you may think, because one thing about it is people are they're not going to risk their money because somebody else want to be doing something. You know, I think they would much rather if the person is not, the rules be, well, you can't come play then. You know? Because lately, they have been – things have gone past that it would have never gone past in my day, or with some of the people out. But now, guys are starting to say, you know what? I got to fend for me. And they're going to make sure they get their bag, like you said.
Not to mention a lot of the CBA stuff where normally this would take a long time and the union would fight. I mean, throughout this COVID stuff, they've been flying pretty much by the seat of their pants, and it hasn't been nearly kind of the litigated long form discussion stuff. This thing has just been happening. And listen, the NFLPA, like most players associations, they want to get their players paid. So if they know that the only way the players get paid is if they're vaccinated and there's not outbreaks, they're going to support this thing too, would be my guess.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. This is going to be fascinating, especially because I think so many of us were just assuming. We started getting to the point of assuming where COVID was just not going to be a big storyline moving forward. And that is obviously not the case.
It's getting bigger.
I mean, I don't even want to think about what the fall and winter will look like and this Delta variant and all this other stuff. But you're right. I mean, the conversation has been, full stadiums again and back to normal. I mean, I'm going to Richmond next week. We're going down to Richmond for training camp and expecting it to be somewhat normal. But now more and more, I mean, we've had a few calls with Washington Football Team PR and we have to provide proof of our vaccination. I had to get a COVID test this week, even though I'm fully vaccinated, to show them the results of a PCR test. And I believe next week, in-person interviews, when you get them, you have to put a mask on, even if you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
That's for y'all, for people that are going inside and talking with the players.
Yeah, so I get Tier 2M, which is obviously players, coaches are Tier 1, then there's Tier 2, and then there's 2M is media. And last year it was extremely limited. I think this year we're kind of getting back. Like I believe I'll be on the field for sidelines again mm-hmm. this fall, but a lot of things are unfolding kind of in real time.
And as if that's not all scary enough, on top of that, I hear one supposed expert after another talk about Washington football really competing in the NFL this year. That's a scary thought, too, because I can't get my hopes up. But people seem to really believe.
They're saying they're really going to compete, but they're less than 50% vaccinated.
So, actually, Peter, we did a whole segment on that the other day. More and more national pundits, Baldinger, Rich Eisen, Sam Acho, have said, Sam Acho came out and said he thinks Washington is the biggest test for Tampa. The NFC.
I know.
How much does that make? How nervous does that make you?
To me, it makes me nervous because it makes me actually be like, oh my God, should I actually have expectations for this team? But then I remember that what I've said to you guys from the very beginning is true. It doesn't take an NFL insider to know you don't know what a Ryan Fitzpatrick-led football team looks like. Like, there's no one could tell me. We can get Tom Brady on the phone himself. Bill Belichick could call me and say, oh, trust me, you're good with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I would just be like, but my eyes tell me over the last decade and a half that I don't know what we're going to get. So We all know this defense will be good. We all know this offense is fast and potentially explosive. But until we see what we're getting at quarterback, how can you really get, excited beyond being a decent team?
Yep, you're exactly right about that.
I don't mean to be a negative Nancy.
No, you're right.
Hey, you sound just like me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's just being honest.
That's what we just talked about. We just want honesty in the approach to this season. And you've got, I get that Fitz's numbers have looked much better over the last 2-3 seasons, but you got to consider the full body of work. Before we let you go, we have to ask, Beamish, we both wanted to ask you just to reflect on the life of Biz Markie. I know it's somebody you were tight with. It's somebody Beamish and I both met a few times. I think Brian knew him fairly well, too.
Yep.
I've seen just on your Instagram, and I know you guys did a podcast episode about him this week, just what it meant for you to see him go.
Yeah, I saw your post when you ran into him there at a road game in Charlotte. Yeah, it's a lot. It's weighed quite a bit. And I've known now for, I guess it's been a year or so that people have known he's been sick. He was an unbelievably special man. Like, he connected with people on such a deep level. And there was it wasn't ever about someone's status. Like, he really just connected with people based, in my experience, on love of music, and like so many people have the same story. And, I posted on my podcast, Juan F. is Life. We posted our interview with him from 2012. And in the interview, I didn't remember this. I never heard the interview back. I asked him about why he had this amazing trait of calling people so much. And he said that because you never know what's going to happen. And he never wanted people to be unsure of how he felt. And, I didn't remember until then that he used to call me and check in. I forgot. Like, there was a period where he used to call me and check in pretty regular. And he did this with every kind of person. Like, he was just a special, amazing dude. And then separate from that, and separate from the D.C. area relationship with him, because he moved to Laurel you know, 25, 30 years ago. You know, separate from that, he was just musically, he's not just like a great rapper or just a friend was a huge song or, you know, his first album is iconic. Beyond that, his sound and his voice and the way that he is sampled in music, he is quite literally part of the fabric of hip hop. Like his voice is part of the sound of what it is. Like if you're making a rap song, and you better damn well believe I'm going to do this on my next album because I didn't do it on this one. If you're finishing a song and you need a little, it's missing something, you could just go to Biz and find the right vocal sample and scratch it in, and the song just got more hip-hop in that 1 second.
Oh, wow.
And you know, that's, if anyone has never listened to P-Rock and CL Smooth's Main Ingredient album, go listen to that tonight when y'all drive home. They sample, Pete Rock samples Biz and Big Daddy Kane on every single song of the entire album. And it sounds like an instrument. It's like Biz's voice is just an instrument in hip-hop. So, amazing man, amazing underrated talent, amazing spirit, and just so important to the culture and music. So, he will be missed, truly.
Very few people can talk like that about the NFL and about Biz Markie. It's why we always appreciate you coming on the show. Peter, thank you. Everybody give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, dude. Appreciate your time.
Later, boy. Thank you.
All right. That is Peter Rosenberg. When we return, I'm going to tell you why this NFL vaccination rule is a major, major big deal for the Washington football team early on in the season. Plus, heard it here first.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game.
Yes.
It's a forfeit. They and will not reschedule.
Probably won't get paid.
It's a forfeit. You won't get paid. Probably 10 days ago now, it was reported that the Washington football team has one of the lowest vaccination rates among all 32 NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could have changed significantly over the last 2 weeks, and it could still change significantly before we get to September 12th.
Mm-hmm.
But let me lay out a scenario for you, B. All right. People drag their feet. People don't get the shot until August 1, mid-August, late August.
That goes month into the season.
Washington plays September 12th, and then they play again 4 days later against the Giants,
yeah,
a Thursday night game. That is a short turnaround. So if guys are out, if guys get put on a 10-day COVID list, a 10-day close contact list, there is a very good chance you forfeit not one game, but two, yeah, because of that short turnaround.
Yeah.
Get your S together.
Yeah. And listen, I say this. And listen, you're working for a private entity, per se?
Absolutely.
They make the rules. Okay? And I know a lot of people like to think like athletes are all like they run things. They don't, because the rules can be made a certain way. And we saw last year when they started telling people, if you are caught in a club or a place that has a certain amount of people, you didn't get paid too. Remember that? So what they're doing, they're not attacking any other thing but your money. That makes a difference. That means something to everybody in this world, especially the athletes. So if you don't know, and it's all I'm asking, I'm not trying to tell you to, you have to, nothing like that. If you don't know, make damn sure you find out what you're dealing with. Because if you have this conversation with somebody else and they ask you and you just use the same lame excuses, well, I don't know a lot. Well, what do you know now? Because if you don't know, who's going to teach you? You have the right. You can Google. You can go around. You can talk to people. You have the right to find out. And if you still decide not to, that's on you. But you made an educational decision then. Instead of just going with what you've heard somebody say. Take it upon yourself to figure it out yourself. And like my buddy Donnie Simpson always say, I might not know what the vaccine can do to me. But I damn sure know what the virus can do to me.
If you don't
know, I'm going to take my chances on the other side.
Now you know. So. Listen, the NFL.
It's not nobody trying to scare you. This is what everyone in the NFL employers are saying.
I don't work for the NFL, and I've already gotten my vaccine. But for me to do my job going forward,
go do it again.
I'd have to do it.
So what are they going to make the people?
I've been vaccinated for 5 months, and I still have to go take a COVID test.
What are they going to do for the people under their umbrella?
Right. I don't even work for them, and I have to do it. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. The golden rule. Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Everybody out there that says, I don't care, but I want my sports back, this is how you get your sports back.
Play it. Let's make some bets. I won last night, Squeaker City. I had the over in Blue Jays Red Sox. It was 10.5, and they went to 11. I'm 2-1 on the week. What do you, B? Did you win last night?
No.
You're having a tough week. 0-2?
Yeah, I'm kind of horrible this week.
Cody Betts?
I am 1-1-1.
Mr. Mullins?
I'm 1-1. My Ooh. Bet on the team that just fired their coach theory worked.
That means your boy's in the driver's seat at 2-1.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Ooh, but I can't take a knee like Beamish likes to do. What do you got tonight, Cody?
Give me the Yankees, Red Sox over 9.5 runs.
How about you, Mullins?
I'm taking the Philadelphia Union +1 over Orlando City, and I'm parlaying that with under 9.5 runs in the Yankees-Red Sox game.
Give me the Padres. The Padres, is it not too high? Too whatever? Padres playing the Marlins?
It's -137. You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Damn, these are all the games I was going to take.
You can take them.
That's
tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
I really want to win tomorrow. The week, but I have no idea what any of this is. Is Maeda any good for the Twins? Cody?
Yeah, he's great, man.
At least the Nats. He's unbelievable.
Maeda? He's okay.
I don't know Maeda who plays for the Twins, but for the Twins, I mean, I think he's starting tonight, so who knows?
Give me, God, I have no idea. I'll take the Padres also.
Hey, how much good?
You just told me to take the Padres.
I'm going
to
parlay mine, put mine with the Padres as well.
Jeez, now we're all on the Padres. Thank you to all our guests, Savannah McCann.
They're going to lose tonight now. We know that.
All right, then I'm off the Padres. Give me the Rays in Cleveland.
But now they're going to win.
Savannah McCann.
Wouldn't it be funny if he lose because of that?
Can we get out of the show? Grant's just sitting there ready to go.
Hell, we got to do an update.
Thank you to Savannah McCann. Thank you to Mike Tenier, Football Outsiders. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York. Thank you all for listening. If you made it this far, Mullins owes you a name change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.